Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Dark reaches second base with a double. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda races to the bag and beats Taylor for the out. There's the throw to second, and Rogers drops the ball. Long moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Taylor scores. Dark moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt strikes out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Alou trying to get to home. Altman throws the ball into Banks, who relays the ball to Taylor, who tags Alou, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Speak pinch hits for Sam Jones. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Schmidt. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Stu Miller. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth now catching. Kurt Barkley now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 4 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive off the glove of Cepeda, and into shallow right field. Morin reaches second base with a double. Banks moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Banks scores. Morin scores. Long moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive to right field. Alou throws towards the infield. Barkley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barkley. Long scores. Walls goes all the way around to score. Taylor moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Cubs. Billy Muffet now pitching. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Taylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 5 in the game. Altman hits a line drive beyond first. Cepeda can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark scores. Altman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Cubs. Joe Shipley now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to third. Banks moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Cubs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Alou moves to third. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers is called out on strikes. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alou tags and scores. Spencer tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 11-3, Cubs. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Joe Shipley. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 11, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.